Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Thankful to have everyone in with us this morning. Once again, we'll have some information about some things going on in and around the county here. And the Mayor Dale Reagan is scheduled to be up here in a few minutes and fill us in on things that happened at the last court meeting. And with us, there's no telling where we may wander off before we finish our journey and conversation today, but he'll be up here in a few minutes, and let's see, I've got a couple of things I could mention before we take our first little commercial break. We're right in the middle of basketball season down at Clay County High School. I think they're getting ready to have maybe five or so games in a row at home. We've been on the road most of the first half of the season. Our basketball team is still doing great. We're in the top 10 in the state. I'm not sure exactly where we are now. We've been ranked number one for a pretty good while, but we had a little bad luck with Macon County and kind of knocked us down just a little bit. But since then, we've bounced back and won a couple of conference games. And, our young ladies, they're having an excellent year also. So for the next, five dates that we're at home for basketball. And we've got a new football coach that's coming in, be taking over the reins of football this spring. And I think he's got a meeting scheduled for this Friday down at Clay County High School to meet the potential players. He'll be looking at what he's got coming in and in the future. And I think he's also invited the parents to come by and meet him. Where we can have a little get-together and get to know each other a little bit. So that's coming up. And also down at the high school, we've got a new principal down there. Melissa White decided that she was going to retire, and so she did that. And Mr. Derek Upchurch is now our principal down at the high school. And we'll try to get him on here sometime in the very near future to talk after he's had a little time to settle in and get a feel of what it's like to be in the reins down there. And also last week, I think I saw a little thing somewhere or another that Clay County High School was ranked in the top 50 best high schools in the state of Tennessee this year. I think they were ranked like number 37. That's based on some criteria that some folks got together and fixed a list of the top 50. And I think it was based on things like graduation rate, the test scores. I think there's quite a few criteria they had, and we ranked number 37 out of I think there's probably a 300 and something high schools in the state of Tennessee, so that's once again a great recognition for our high school. And let's see, on the line of those things, athletics, the Clay County Athletic Hall of Fame reception will be held on February the 5th, where the new class of inductees for this year will be introduced, and the members of the present members of the Hall of Fame are voting on who will be voted in this year, and they'll be introduced. That's on a Sunday afternoon on February the 5th. We had a little bit of an oddity in our scheduling in basketball this year. We didn't have a home game on Saturday, so that's when we usually introduce the new inductees to the folks at a basketball game. But this year, I think it's going to take place. It may be on a Tuesday night on February the 10th. I think that's a Tuesday night. So they'll be introduced at that time. And then let's see. Oh, also, I'd like to thank two volunteers that came by this week and helped me do a little cleaning here in the courthouse and move all the Christmas decorations up to the balcony and store them away for another year. Ms. Wanda Meadows and Tanya Spears came by. And there's also, every year we have the folks from Twin Lakes Telephone that come by and help us hang up some of the decorations that's too high for us to climb the ladder and put up. And Mr. Kelly Spivey came by this year and helped put up our big wreaths and take them down. And I'd like to thank those folks that helped volunteer and keep things going here around the courthouse. And let's see. This be a good time to take a little break. And hopefully when we get back, Mayor Reagan will be here and be ready to start talking about some of the things going on here in the county and the county government. But right now, let's take a little short break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit has a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise. We'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll jump right back in here for a few minutes. Mayor Reagan has been detained for a few minutes. I think he had a little emergency down at the down in his office. He said he'd be up here just in a few minutes, and John's come in to sit in here with me a few minutes. But I want to remind everyone about the birthday and anniversary club that we have going on here in Salina, sponsored by the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, of course, the folks out there. Miss Tiffany Montgomery, the manager out there, maybe they might be listening this morning. They're really too busy to listen to the radio about this.
They are in the morning, aren't they?
All the breakfast folks are out there, but...
What we like to do is let these people know that when you do go down there for anything, tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring this segment of our program.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I know we have lots of folks that listen, and a lot of them, I know a lot of them say, you know, I meant to call that in. I meant to do this.
Right, right.
And I say, well, you know, you got to get your mean twos in line.
That's right. But like I said, you know, I mean, even if... When you're down there getting a little blizzard or something like that, you just tell them, say, hey, I hear about you on the radio, and I appreciate you sponsoring the birthday and anniversary announcements.
And that number is 243-5574. And, of course, you will get our answering machine here, and you need to speak slowly, clearly. And I like to tell everyone sometimes announce the names twice because sometimes I don't hear real well on the first one.
And you know, sometimes it's just the nature of the answering machine gets a little garbled, too.
Yeah, and it sometimes we speak too quick when those things start, and we chop off the first name. But I think we've got about 9 names here this morning, and we'll be wishing them a happy birthday here in just a little bit, and then we'll draw a number out of our selection system here, and we will present one of those cakes. And the procedure on that, of course, you have to go by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up a certificate. And I think we've got a few left out there that haven't picked up.
Yeah, we hold them for about 90 days. And then after that, we just do away with them. I guess we figured that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, if you called in a name, let's say it's Joe Brown, and you hear that name, give Joe a call or someone that you know him,
right,
and let him know that they've won.
Right. They don't have to hear it themselves, folks. Hey, if you hear it and you know them,
that's right,
call them and tell them. And remind them, hey, get out in the open. I guess after 90 days, those checks are probably mailed anyway.
Well, with the type of winter we've been having, I'm sure they would. This weather is something else.
I'm telling you what now.
I mean, we're what? Is it January 18th or 19th?
19th,
today?
I believe, today.
And it's supposed to get up to what? In the upper 50s,
yeah,
something like
up
that?
Yeah, around 60 here. Well, it, you know, in snow, we had maybe one snow day, but we just haven't had any. Of course,
no, we had that.
Well, I would get slammed with it, so one of them.
Oh, don't say
down
that. I was talking
days
to someone yesterday. They said the last couple years, the last big snows we had was at the end of February, beginning of March. And I said, that's not going to happen this year. I'm thinking positive.
Well, I know what. And in my many, many years of keeping up with, I do remember some April snows.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know, a few of them. Of course, you know, you stretch it over that long amount of time, just, you know, there'd be a couple of them slip in there.
I remember reading in the Farmer's Almanac last year that they said this was supposed to be a mild winter for us, so I hope they're right.
And I think I remember make mild and wet, maybe that would be part of theirs.
It sure is wet, that's for sure.
I know, and we missed a good deal of rough weather this past week.
Yeah.
That front, it passed up above us and got, well, it missed most of Kentucky, I think.
Yeah.
And got up into Indiana. I think from there on up, it's pretty rough weather.
My son lives in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he was talking about the ice storm that came through there. It's the same one that, you know, came up through Oklahoma and Kansas and stuff. And he said it was pretty rough.
You know, well, there's not a lot of hills and trees out there to slow all that blowing snow down.
No, you know, in eastern Nebraska, it is kind of hilly. Not near the hills here, but you get out west past Grand Island, boy, it's just as flat can be.
Well, now, is the big museum made out of corn? Is it in Nebraska or Iowa? I can't.
Well, there is one in Holyoke.
The Corn Palace, that's what it's called, isn't it?
It seems like it's in eastern Colorado.
Is there one
there?
Same
one I'm thinking
of. I think there's one in Nebraska or Iowa. I think I went through that thing once on one of my,
you
when
might.
I got lost out in that area.
I tell you, they definitely have enough corn to build several palaces out there,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
John, I know, let's talk a little bit about, I know the next major event we've got coming up here is our Cumberland Run Cruise-In, which, of course, it's not that far off. It's the first weekend in May, and I know you were telling me the other day that you had found a fixer-upper.
Yeah, it is that. It's a 1960 Rambler American with a little two-door coupe, and it's kind of cool. Actually, I got that from Iowa.
And that was the major was Nash then, I guess, wasn't it?
Well,
what did they call American Motors then?
They called them just Ramblers back then,
yeah.
But it was technically American Motors. That's when George Romney was running. That's the presidential nominee's dad,
yeah.
George Romney.
Yeah.
He was running American Motors then.
I think it started out as the Nash Automobile Company, I think.
Oh, you know, I mean, it goes back to where it was Nash, and they combined with Hudson or something.
Yeah.
I mean, back in those early days, they were flipping those cars around like you wouldn't believe.
And if you ever watch any of the old Superman TV series,
yeah.
If you look at Lois Lane's convertible,
yeah.
She's driving a Nash convertible.
Yeah.
You know, something. It's neat. Of course, when you get up to a certain time, you start looking back and you start looking at old cars in those TV shows. Of course, one of my favorite TV shows was Route 66.
Yeah.
With the 62 Corvette, because I was lucky enough to own one of those once upon a time.
Oh, really? I never had. I had a 73, but I never went back that far.
I know we and you're going to do a major.
I'm not quite sure. It shocked me a little bit. It's a little deeper than what I thought it would be. I've got some water in the oil, which doesn't look good. So I don't know if I'm going to have to do a rebuild on the motor. And the thing is, on these, the little Ramblers and out of the mainstream ones, unlike Ford and Chevy, their motors are really kind of quirky. So you have to get something that'll bolt in, or you got to be a real good fabricator.
Yeah, I mean that. Those aren't really common rebuilds.
And it's what they call a flathead six. And I've never messed with a flathead before.
I think you and I were discussing that the other day, and I gave you that one piece of information.
Yeah.
That the difference in the flathead and the overhead is that the word overhead.
Yeah.
The valves that control the motor are...
In the block
instead of in the head.
Yeah.
That was a major change in the automotive industry.
So how many cars did you have last year?
We had...
Roughly.
We had, I guess, maybe 125 cars here, I guess, that gathered around the square.
So it's been growing a little bit each year, hasn't
it? Yes, it does. It grows a little bit each year, and it's a great weekend for us. We try to draw some folks in and get them to patronize the local businesses. I know most of the businesses here around the square, they stay open, and we've got the antique stores here. They stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of folks that like antique cars just like antiques.
Well, a common thing, too, that people don't realize is you don't have to have a cherried-out ride to be on the square. I mean, people like to look at unrestored vehicles, too, so they can get an idea what the original interior looked like and all that stuff. So even if it's a little ratty-looking like mine, you know.
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about you might call it the industry or whatever you want to call it, is now that we've got everything in the world coming in to visit us at these things. We have these so-called rat rods.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, say, like a 1930s old truck or something. They'll find one of those things out in the cornfield in Iowa that the body's all in pretty decent shape, but it'd be cost just thousands and thousands of bucks to straighten it up. But what they will do, they'll take that body and take it off of the original chassis, the frame, the running gear and all that stuff, and we'll set it, say, like on a new pickup truck frame.
Mm-hmm.
With one of the new computer control fuel injection
right.
engines on it, and they're sitting there, of course, in this ratty old looking truck. And you go look under the hood, and
there's all the
computer stuff is there, a fuel-injected engine, overdrive transmission.
Yeah.
You look inside, and they've slipped and put an air conditioner in it, and you think, hey.
Yeah, I've never been that good at fabricating. I mean, I can replace stuff that needs to be replaced, but, you know, when you have to, you know, put a Mustang front end in a little car like mine, because you're putting in a bigger motor and you have to re-weld the motor mounts and stuff like that, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but I think I'm fixing to learn a little bit more. I've got one now that is about, I would say, at least 600 pieces.
Now, did you decide to put that together?
I think so.
And what is that, a 40?
It's a 45 Chevrolet Pickup.
45.
Which, you know, it's kind of an unusual year because that was at the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And during, I guess from 40, you normally don't find commercially sold or, you know, to the general public vehicles really of any kind, a 42, 43, 44, or a 45.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the war years, you know, we turned our entire effort to turning out Jeeps, trucks,
planes.
Tanks, airplanes, and that type of thing, and we didn't sell any new cars, didn't make any new cars.
But this man that I bought the Rambler from in Iowa actually had a 42 Ford, and I said something about it being rare, and he said, yeah, he believes it was manufactured in 41, but it wasn't titled until 42, and those are pretty darn rare, just like you said.
Why don't we take a break right here for a few minutes?
That sounds fine with me.
We do have to make a little money.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, if you got a number, folks can call you and let you know when they want to advertise.
Yeah. You can call me in Tompkinsville at area code 270-487-6119. This is a good way to get your message out. It's just good small-town radio. That's what I like to call it. You know, I mean, you don't hear programs like this on what they call the big boy stations, because they just they don't want to break up their format or do whatever, but we feel it's important that we do programs like this and Monroe Monday that we do over there, because we just like to get small talk out and things that are pertinent, like when the mayor gets here, you know, he'll talk about stuff that you may not know about.
It's good to have stuff explained to us because, you know.
Especially to me. Well, let's take that break and we'll be back right after this.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, looks like Mayor Reagan's made it up.
Good morning.
We got rid of, I don't know who that guy was that wandered in here.
Well,
come in and sit down and started talking, but...
People are wandering in.
Yeah. Thank goodness they do.
Yeah.
I haven't had anybody really wander in since a few months ago when the guy had lost his cows. Came in and we made an announcement about his cows for
him. Oh, okay.
You may have not been listening that day.
Evidently I was.
I think he had maybe six or eight cows that had wandered off and he didn't know how to let people know.
That's so a good opportunity.
He came in and said, then I said, well, tell us about it.
That's a good opportunity. Yeah.
Better be careful what you ask for on this radio show.
Exactly.
Well, Mayor, it's good to have you back again.
Good morning, and I apologize. But sometimes things happen that's beyond our control, but the good Lord watches over us and everything falls into place. So sorry to be a little late, but it's good to be here with you this morning.
It's always good to be here, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This is a
great, good to be anywhere.
Yes, this is a great Thursday morning for us, any Thursday morning, and all the others. Well, what have we got going on with the county governor? I think we had
We had a county court meeting last Monday night, and we didn't have a whole lot on the agenda, but we did have a few items that had to be taken care of because coming out of the holiday seasons and stuff, the commissioners didn't have a planning meeting, and they postponed that, and they moved the commission meeting on down another week on kind of where that New Year's fell, and had a couple of motions to approve an ADA grievance procedure that we needed to get in place for our ADA coordinator, which is Wendy Key. And Wendy is our ADA coordinator for the county. And so we got that taken care of so that she would have something.
Just a second. You know, you're talking about a coordinator. What would her responsibilities be? Are her responsibilities all the county buildings, all the public buildings, or... Just exactly what is
well,
the range of concern?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, like if a citizen does have a concern, you know, you got to have someone that, you know, point person to go to. And she basically, that's what she is, and then she takes that concern, and if she can't come up with a solution for it, then it passes it on down. And that's what the procedures is all about, everything. So you pass it on down. And we have a ADA committee set up that we've had since I've been in office. And all the county commission sits on that committee. And that, they are the last ones that, you know, you go to if you the next step after our coordinator would be come to me, and we would try to work a solution out. And if we can't, then we go to the next step, and that'd be the county commission, according to the procedures and stuff. And we just want to try to make everything, you know, as safe as we possibly can for everyone. But there is, you know, there's rules and regulations and stuff that you have to go by.
And unless someone tells you, there's always things that you're going to miss, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's great to have someone you can go to, some one person, that, you know, that's a problem. Anytime you have a problem with government, if you've got one person you can go to and get it started.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that we can, you know, it can be taken care of, you know, in a reasonable time frame, and you feel comfortable that you've got somebody that is caring about it. And hopefully that's what we want to try to get out to the public and everything.
I hate to interrupt you sometimes with stuff like that, but...
No, that's fine. That's fine. Cause that's what I'm here for. And we had to also approve a motion to approve our budgeting schedule that is coming up. The General Assembly, which they passed the new budgeting law last year, the procedure as far as county budgets, and they came up with a scheduling process that they won't ever, of course, ideally is to get your budget, you know, passed and approved before the end of the fiscal year, and you start out with a new budget July 1. That's nearly impossible because, you know, a lot of departments like the school system and all that, you know, they have a lot of things from the state and the federal that they don't have all their numbers in at that particular time. And so a lot of times it pushes it out. But we have to, they want a schedule, and they leave it up through the new budgeting law. They pretty much left it up to the counties. They set one in place, but it's left up to the county. They can come up with their own and go by that, or they can go by what the state has set up. So we took it in my office, Donna and myself and Lisa, and we looked at it, and we recommended the scheduling to the county commission, which is the budget committee. All the commissioners sit on the budget committee, and they approved that schedule, and then we passed that on to a copy of that to go to the school system where they can pass it on to their school board and highway department. And that's pretty much, you know, because those departments are the ones that Solid Waste Department does their own budget as well, but we help them. My office helps with the budget for the Solid Waste Department. The highway has their own budget, and then, of course, certainly the school system has their own budget and everything. So, but this schedule that we go by, and it's not chiseled in stone. I mean, a lot of people says, well, this deadline, you got it set, this, but if for a reasonable, you know, a time frame, we can work with anything like that. I think it's the main thing is, I think what the state comptroller's office wants is that we want you to be serious about doing your budget and trying to get it in as quickly as possible.
Okay, do you have that calendar, those dates now set for everyone, and
mm-hmm.
Everyone knows what they are?
We do, and normally what we do is in March, I would be my office would be sending out requests to all department heads that within X number of days, we usually give them, you know, like 30 days, that they need to get their budgets back to my office, because my office is the one that compiles the budgets together and gets them out to the budget committee and everything. So starting in March is whenever those notices goes out to the departments. And then in April is whenever they will, all departments will get their budgets back to my office. The girls down there, they'll start donning them. They'll start pulling them together and putting them in a floor mat that'll go before the county commission, which is the budget committee. And they'll decide when they want to have their first meeting. But we've got the schedule set. In May, they'll have their first budget meeting to start going over the county departments and stuff's budgets. But the school system has got, theirs is in May to get it to the budget committee, and then the budget committee will start looking at theirs in June. So it's kind of basically about what we did last year, and it seemed to work out pretty well, but we really didn't have it, you know, in a floor mat like this. So the state wants you to do this, and that's what we wanted to try to get done so that everybody would know, have something to go by out there to say, okay, you know, we've got, we need to be working on this. And that's basically what we want. We want everybody to be on the same page, and we don't want nobody to be hit with no surprises or something like that. And certainly want to work with everybody, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to make it a smooth transition and everything.
Well, it looks like the big change is that you're now placing emphasis on the front end. And in the past, you know, ever since we, both of us can probably remember that we've done our budgeting process based on the last day we could possibly get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, you just push that envelope as far as you can. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, it has to be done by September the something or other, suppose. That was, you know, whatever the date is always, hey, this has got to be done by then. And now we're saying, hey, you know, let's start getting this done right now. So we don't have to worry about that.
And all departments have done real well in the past, and I commend them so much because they have. But I'm probably going to be asking or requesting them to make probably a 2-3% cut if they possibly can in their budgets this year to see. I don't know. Some of them, I know they operate on a shoestring budget a lot of times, and. But we're probably going to ask, I always ask to be conservative and try to, you know, cut where you possibly can. And but there's things out there that, and I didn't realize it, that we're obligated that we have to do, and we can't do anything about that. And there's mandatories that we have to meet, and maintenances of effort that has to be met that, you know, that we can't do anything about that. And so we just want to make sure that, try to get the word out to everybody that we possibly can when departments and stuff, and get them ongoing. And hopefully next month, I'd love to, solid waste director was down there at the office before I left, and I told him, I said, I got to get you up there on the radio because
we need him.
He's doing a good job, and we want to express, you know, some of the programs and stuff that they're working on in solid waste department with recycling and all that. I know spring cleanup will be here before we know it, and hazardous materials that they have a one-day event that anybody has any kind of hazardous materials and stuff, and that's like aerosol cans and paint and stuff like that you don't know what to do with, and you ain't supposed to throw them in the dumpsters and stuff. Of course, that happens, but I mean, they'll have a day set up to where that you can take it down there, and they'll collect it and everything.
Okay, let's take another little short break here and work in a few words from our sponsors, and we are so pleased and proud for all the sponsors we have here, and we encourage anyone that's listening to this that thinks they might want to advertise to give them a call up at the main office and get you an ad on here, because hey, if folks don't know you're in business, they ain't going to do business with you. And one of the best ways to let them find out is to put it on the radio here. And you know, if you've got weekly specials or something going on, and advertising doesn't have to be a complete ongoing thing. If you've got some kind of special event that you want to announce, you know, let them know up there. Let us know, and we'll get it on here and let the folks here in the county find out about what some of our special events that are going on here in the county. But with that said, let's take a little short break and let them get in a few words from our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Okay, they say we're back.
Yeah.
Well, since we're back, let me go through and read off our list here on the birthdays. We don't have any anniversaries. Apparently no one got married much in January. They've been cold weather, maybe. They've been, June weddings? Is that when the big time that all the marriages are supposed to take place? But we have quite a few birthdays this morning. Hey, guess who's first on the list this morning? Billy Walker.
Really?
Hadn't he told y'all it's his birthday?
He did yesterday. Oh. He did. It was the day before yesterday, I think it was, and okay. I missed it, so.
Okay. Billy Walker, and then Tommy Denton celebrated the birthday on the 16th, and also out in that area, Pat Collins, and their friends and family called that in. Randy Walker celebrated a birthday this past week, and his children, Emily and Wes, Granny Liz, Lisa, and all the rest of the Strong family and the Walker family would like to wish him a happy birthday. And next is Frieda Smith, and I'm not sure on Frieda's married name. She was one of my students years ago. I think it's Frieda Smith Jerry. She lives over in, I think, in Baxter now, and her family here in Clay County called in, and also a family over in Baxter where she lives now. I want to wish her a happy birthday. And Rhett Allen, a young fella who celebrated his first birthday this past week.
Bless his heart.
I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And also Betsy Holton, celebrating a birthday this past week. Rhonda Bailey and Janice McLaren. That's our list for today. And I want to remind everyone now, the number to call is 243-5574, and you'll be entered into the drawing, and it is totally non-computerized, so the Russians can't hack us on birthdays.
Yeah.
So, and 243-5574, slowly and clearly you'll speak into that answering machine, and hopefully we can understand you, and if you'll leave a number where we can call just in case we don't, we'll take care of that. Okay, let's see. I believe we do have one public notice, since we were talking about that a minute ago, that the office, the procedure, everything is set up now for the building permits here in Clay County.
It is.
And Mr. Marvin Dyer is in charge of that. And I think he's been here with us for, I guess, nearly a year now, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's been working with the city on some of the the property problems here, some of the, I think, the zoning stuff and things like that. And he's been brought on board as the point person that you need to see to get a building permit. And I think, Mayor, you said you do have some guidelines and stuff set up. And
oh, yeah. He goes by the national codes and, of course, the state fee chart and everything that he has to go by.
And we've got a couple of phone numbers here. They're both 931 area codes, 243-2489 or 261-058. And his office is located on Green Street here in Salina in the building of the Salina Fire Department and will be open Mondays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And this building permit, it now is a necessity to build here in Clay County. Now, I know us old-timers, we're not used to that yet, but hey, times have changed.
It's something that's been really, it's been in effect for, I think it went into effect in 2009. We had just the chose to go with the state and let the state be the building permit, I guess, an inspector. And they wanted us to get an issuing agent. And our sheriff department did it for a while. And I appreciate them for doing that. And it got overwhelming for them. So they quit doing it. And so we had to go back to the state. It was making it so inconvenient for the citizens, and I know because I'm not a very computer savvy person, and you have to go online and get all that stuff. But the state was real good to work with, seemed like. But the uncertainties of getting the inspector to come out and inspect it and stuff was inconvenient. And I know when you're a general contractor out there and you're working on building, you know, laying a foundation and stuff like that. Because I've done electrical work and stuff myself, and when you get ready to have an inspector come out, you'd love for him to be there when you get ready, and so that you can proceed on with the job. But when the state was a little bit hesitant about coming out and doing that from time to time, and I know that put a lot of contractors in a bind. So hopefully this year will help solve a lot of that. He's going to be here and 2 days a week and. Talked with him yesterday a little bit, and he said that he was going to try to work with some more folks around to see that he knowed that when you're pouring your footers and foundations and stuff, that if you get it ready to pour and get your steel and stuff in there and they're giving rain for tomorrow, you'd love for that thing to get inspected today. And he understood that because he used to be a general contractor, and he said, I'm going to try my best to work with everybody that I possibly can to help them working. And I told him I appreciate that, and we certainly wanted to try to work with the people.
Once again, as we were talking before, we've got that point person, haven't we?
We have.
You know who to go see now when you
yeah.
get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right, Mayor, back to the county commission meeting.
We had some resolutions that we went over, but one of the things that we had, Ms. Karen Curtis from the Tennessee State Department of Consolidated Retirement, came up and talked to the commissioners and stuff about a retirement plan with the Tennessee Consolidated Retirement System, TCRS, and they've been working on seeing if like some of the commissioners or any of the other employees of the county that worked years and years ago could get on that retirement system. And it's very complicated. And so we just thought the best thing for us to do to get her to come up and talk with the commissioners about it. And she did, and she talked with her for probably about 30, 40 minutes and went over all of it. And so don't know yet exactly what the final outcome of that will be, but hopefully in the next couple to 3 months we'll see what the commission wants to do about that. And we applied for another CDBG grant, and when you got a CDBG grant that's in place and you got a certain deadline to close that one out before you can apply for another one, I was hoped that we would get the one that we're working on now closed out. It doesn't look like we're going to meet that deadline, so we'll probably next year we'll probably apply again. And that being said, it's our ambulance, and I'm so proud of that. I think the county commission and for allowing us to apply for the grant that we did to get the new ambulance. Natalie and them went and got it last, I think she left last Tuesday, and they got it back in Salina on Thursday, Wednesday night late. And so we hadn't put it on, hadn't went in service yet because there's a few things that has to be done to it. The state has to do an inspection on it. That's kind of silly, you think, what's that new, brand new unit, and then they got to come out, but they have to. And, but we're so proud of it. It's a three, it costed $136,000 and some change, about $137,000. But the county's part of that was a little over $9,000. So that's a pretty good deal, a pretty good investment there. And we were very fortunate to have it. And hopefully in the next year or so that we're looking at maybe doing some remounts on some of the other units that we can kind of get them staggered out now, because our units right now, we've got two units that were bought new back in 2009. And we really hadn't have them. And a good thing, we got a grant to help us get those. But the bad thing is, you got two new units at the same time. You're running miles up on two units at the same time. So those units now are getting quite a few miles on them. And this new unit will help off stagger some of that. And then if we can next year, Lord willing, if we can look at the possibility of maybe doing a remount, take the unit itself, the box, and place it on a new chassis. It's cheaper to do it that way, and they allow you to do that one time. And so if we can do that, that'll offset some of it, and hopefully get that problem, you know, staggered out to where you won't have all your units getting a lot of miles on them at the same time.
Okay, is there a set road life on those, or is it just based on inspections and upkeep?
Right.
How well you take care of them, how many miles are on them?
Right. They used to be, if I understand it correctly, and I'm probably not the right one to be asking that question or to get trying to give you the answer to that, but I think, understanding, after they get 200,000 miles on them, they have to have a 50,000-mile mechanical inspection done. Every 50,000 miles, so they have to have a complete mechanical inspection done. If they pass that inspection, you just keep a rolling with them and everything. Used to, I think it was after they get so many years on them, you know, you had to pull them offline, kind of like a school bus,
right?
You know? And but as long as they're passing, and they have to pass the state inspection and stuff. So after they get so many miles on them, they got to go through that inspection. And if they pass, they're still good to go.
I know, from looking at, you know, prices of vehicles, it's a whole lot easier to buy what we would call a steak truck, just the cab and the frame.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to cost you probably maybe $30,000, $40,000 instead of $130,000 or
$40,000. Yeah, it should be quite a bit cheaper. I don't know. Natalie's going to be checking on that. And I'll take this opportunity to wish Natalie a speedy recovery. She had to have an emergency surgery the other night, appendicitis. And so
well, did they have to go get her?
They did. She got to, yeah. So I think that they was, as a matter of fact, I think they called her in. She is off, and they called her in and asked her, could she come and help work on the truck that they had an emergency run to Cookeville. She was the emergency run. So, I mean, I guess she got to be on the truck one way or the other. But, well, I talked to her this morning, and she's still sore and everything, but Natalie, get well soon, because she's a great asset to me and the county.
Okay, let's take a little short break here, and we'll be back just in a minute. And it's getting close to roundup time again. We tell you what, now we run out of time every time, don't we?
We do.
But we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad to have you back. Mayor Reagan is here, and we've been going over the supposedly a short county commission meeting, but it seems like every time we get through one thing, we wind up talking a little while, don't we? But what else did we have going? Do you have anything?
For the appointments of the Agriculture Extension Committee, and that do that every year at the first of the year. We do that, and that's the committee that UT Extension Office and all them answers to. And it's set up and consists of farm women and farmers, some county commissioners sits on it, and all that. And so we got those approved, and they also approve and recommend the budget of the UT's office to the budget committee, and so we got them in place. And also, I guess I can announce this. I hadn't. Herschel Lacey has been our county attorney for since I've been in office, and even before I was in office, Herschel's been the county attorney for several years, and has done a good job.
Yes.
And I hope he can say the same thing, that we work well together, and he has been a good asset to me. But he's retiring. He's going to retire in March, and he will be the county attorney through February. And the county commission the other night, and we appointed Jimmy White over here to be county attorney when Herschel's retirement comes final. And Jimmy has accepted that position. I hope he has. He hadn't called me or anything, but we talked before, and so he will be our county attorney starting in March. So we certainly wish Herschel the best, and look forward to working with Jimmy. And I know Jimmy is very familiar with a lot of the things that takes place here in the county, and we've worked together on a lot of, even him and Herschel has worked together, you know, a lot of different issues and stuff. And he used to be the county attorney. Jimmy was at one time.
He, of course, he's had his law office here basically from the beginning. And
he has, and we don't have, since Herschel's retiring, that's, we're pretty limited to what, you know, attorneys that we have in the county. I guess Judge Monroe is she's an attorney, but she can't serve as a county attorney because of...
she's tied up right now.
She is, and through being General Sessions judge and everything, there's a conflict there, so... she can't be county attorney, so I appreciate Jimmy, you know, accepting that, and we look forward to working with him.
And we want to wish Herschel a great retirement.
Absolutely.
And maybe he'll get to do a little traveling. Did he ever get his his bus fixed where he could go out on the road, maybe. I know he was working on that at one time, where he could take his camper out and go, he and Joyce go on some trips. Maybe they'll be able to work that in now.
Well, Lord willing, they will. And, yes, we certainly wish him the best and everything. And that's pretty much about what we had in county court the other night. So invite everybody to please, if county commission meets the first Monday night of every month, unless there's a holiday falls in there and they move it out or whatever, and at 6:30 at the courtroom at the government complex, and we invite everybody to come out and be with us. And also they meet on planning the last Monday night of each month, and invite everybody to come out and be with us.
And I think, I don't know, there hadn't been any type of official announcement I've seen, but I think one of our oldest businesses has changed the proprietors out within the last little bit here, and that is our the bait company. We need to maybe sometime
absolutely
get some of those folks up here and talk to us about that. You know, that's, I guess, one of the oldest businesses that's been here in the county for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I know... I can remember as a youngster when they used to take the trailer trucks up to Minnesota and chase minnows up there and catch them and haul them back down here for sale. But now, of course, they've got the facility here now where I think they actually raise the minnows. But we need to get those folks on. And what about the folks now? What is Cumberland Biosciences? I think they very quietly move and do things, don't they?
They do, and they're there, and they're still coming along. They're doing some more stuff, and we certainly want to get Mitch. Hopefully, you know, we can get him. If we can ever catch him, he's a mover and a shaker. That's for sure. He works all the time, and if we can lasso him down to where maybe we can get him up here one day. And I want to get him to come to the county commission meeting to talk with the commissioners as well. But that's the thing that, you know, we've been talking about off and on, you know, in the past year and a half, that we're very fortunate to have a business of that magnitude that located here in Salina that does research on a cancer drug. And there's not a one of us out there that's not been affected by cancer. And if we can, anything that we can do to help come up with something that maybe will help in the cure of that would be outstanding.
Let's see, have we got any events going on between now and the next little bit? Like I said, you know, the biggest thing here at the courthouse is our car show later on in May.
I think they're having, and you may have to talk with Squeaky, Sandra, and our senior director down there. She's another one of them. It's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really works hard down there. And I'm certainly proud of her. And I think they're coming up with an indoor yard sale. Now, and I better not give you no dates because I'll forget it. And I know I'll miss them, but might want to get they can call down my office or call her office, either one. And I know Lisa knows the dates. So,
yeah.
And that's coming up in the next maybe couple of weeks.
Not too long. We need to come up with some kind of spring fling or something here that get folks out. And if we, of course, you never can tell about the weather. Sometimes, you know, you'll look up and get one of these 70-degree weekends the last of March, 1st April, somewhere along in there. But then again, we'll get one that's freezing rain, sleet, and snow,
that's
and all just, that kind of stuff.
That's the blessings of living where we live at.
Yeah, if you don't like it, just wait around a minute.
Exactly.
And we've got, Mr. Marvin Dyer, we've got that taken care of. We'll remind everyone of that you do have to see him now about building permits, and he is...
Residential building permits,
and he is in the Salina Fire Department building on Mondays and Wednesdays, and he can take care of all your needs on that, and he's going to be very prompt to get out and make inspections, so your contractor doesn't have to wait for 3 or 4 days for somebody from Nashville to come up, and you've got your point person for ADA now, and Ms. Wendy Green, so Wendy Green... Wendy Key. I'm bad about, you know, these maiden names of these folks.
They have been in the state with their hogs towing, and I want to say I am so proud of those youngsters down there because they are, I mean, they're blowing them out of the water, and they are doing great. So congratulations to all them.
Usually if they don't take a truck with them, we'll have to send somebody down to haul all the hardware home after these shows.
Yeah.
We'll have those folks on here in a minute. Right now, I guess we might ought to reach in and get a birthday name here. If we're going to give away one of these cakes. And let's see, it looks like Billy Walker has won the cake.
Well, what do you say about that?
But with that said, I guess it's time that we shut the doors to the old barn here and be ready for next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.